you're probably aware. I mean, the result of the pandemic and the social distancing and all of these things, there's been a substantial drawdown in the economy. You know, our revenue sources are not immune to that. You know, the primary revenue source for MoDOT is state highway user fees, gas tax, motor vehicle sales tax, and license and registration fees. So all of those are down pretty considerably. There's a little bit of lag to you know, the full booking of that, so we haven't seen the full effect. But, you know, to date, we're already $45 million below plan. And actually, if we had current information, we think that's really more like approaching $100 million. So that's for everything we do, including, I think a lot of people don't realize that we use a small share of state money to match federal funds for all of our construction projects. So that helps us draw down most of the money available to the state of Missouri. So when we have revenue declines, where the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission is the steward of the state road fund constitutionally, and so we have to react just like private enterprise would have to react to declining revenue. So here's what we've done so far. We put a hold on discretionary spending starting about 10 weeks ago and have cut that back in some weeks as much as 80%. We have put a executive review on all current hiring and promotions and personnel matters, so that's really slowed that activity down. You know, we're just looking to defer. We're trying to get through this period and beyond it. We know we're going to. We're just trying to take reasonable and measured steps. Number three, we've actually delayed construction advertising of about $360 million worth of construction work so far. Now, we haven't canceled any of that. We've just kind of moved the advertising date until we get a better sense of where we are financially. The next thing we're doing is obviously one of the large expenditures for the department is our payroll, our workforce, the costs for providing the services out in the field and across the state. What we've done is we went through the CARES Act, and we found a provision in the CARES Act called shared leave that kind of links a Department of Labor program with the CARES Act. So what we're going to do starting next week is we're implementing, as you said, the first thing we're doing is our senior team has taken a pay cut. That's right off the top, first thing we're doing. For our workforce, we are drawing down the work week, so we're going to cut hours 20% down to 32 hours. Salary comes down accordingly, but what we are able to do is make application through our State Department of Labor for the entire agency to be subject to unemployment insurance and then, as a result, the benefits of the CARES Act. So there's an additional payment made available through the CARES Act that our employees would be eligible for the vast majority of them. So that will occur for about 6 weeks during that benefit period that ends at the end of July, and we're intending to run this program through the end of August, so into early September. It's a 12-week program, and we're trying to save between $17 and $20 million of payroll costs. And then the vast majority of our workforce, with the combination of the unemployment and the CARES Act, the federal funds that are available, will not suffer financially as a result over that total period of time. Now, people are going to have to plan wisely because they're going to get a little more money up front, and then they're going to have to budget for that period where it's down a little bit. And the other thing we've done is we've enabled a choice to opt out of that program and just take a straight 5% salary reduction. We're thinking mostly of somebody that might be nearing their retirement age, and we don't want to, you know, affect their retirement payout more than what would be reasonable. So we're trying to give some options. We're trying to save road fund dollars because, frankly, the one thing about state highway user fees, for the most part, people aren't going to drive double this month for what they didn't drive back in February, March, April, or May. So that money's gone. and we're trying to work at the federal level to work this out. But, you know, we're kind of spreading the impact over all of our spending, purchasing, hiring, contracts for construction, and payroll. Those are our four big spending areas, and so we're trying to balance that out. The last area that we've touched to try to make up this difference is with payroll, and we are really fortunate that there's a federal program in place that really compensates for that lost amount. Now, there will be an impact on our service level. You can't take 20% off the top and not think otherwise, and we're just going to have to work through those things. It's creating a little bit of complexity with our scheduling because many of our functions require 24/7 coverage. So that's going to be pretty challenging for our team and for our managers, but our folks are, you know, they're getting through the questions and we're working through all of the complexity of that now. We're doing this quickly primarily because if we implement starting next week, that'll give our team 6 weeks of the added benefits that are available, and that'll help over the extended period of time when they're not.